Hello and welcome back to Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis.
I'm Lita. Ron won't be with us today.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX.
On today's episode, we're diving into a big question that's puzzled researchers and probably a few of us around the dinner table. Why do some people live decades longer than others, even when their physical health looks the same at age 90 or 70? Spoiler alert, it's not just about cholesterol numbers and blood pressure.
There are a few surprising factors that quietly influence how long and how well we live after we hit the big 7-0.
First up is a loss of purpose. Studies show that people who have a reason to get up in the morning, whether it's volunteering, a hobby, family time, or learning something new, tend to live longer.
Yeah, the what's the point mentality can sneak up fast after retirement, after your kids move out, or after major life changes. The Japanese even have a word for this, ikigai. It means a reason for being. People with ikigai, I think that's, I'm saying that correctly, have been shown to live longer and happier lives.
So as a practical tip, it helps to find or rediscover a passion, whether it's joining a local club, mentoring, gardening, painting, or even hosting a podcast.
Okay.
And the second big reason for people that, you know, tending not to live as long could be social isolation.
Right. As we age, it's natural for social circles to shrink. Friends move or pass away, or health issues limit the mobility. But loneliness isn't just sad, it's medically dangerous. Loneliness has been linked to a 29% increased risk of heart disease and a 32% increased risk of stroke, according to the CDC.
So as a practical tip, it's important to prioritize social time like it's a medical appointment or part of your healthcare regime. Even short phone calls, game nights, or time at a local senior center may help you keep up with your emotional and physical health as you age.
Another problem that affects how long you live, and it might limit your longevity, is chronic stress and unresolved trauma.
And your brain and your body might not forget what happened to you when you were 2, 20, or even 40. And your long-term stress can raise cortisol levels, damage your heart, weaken your immune system, and shorten your overall life expectancy. And we're talking about emotional wounds that fester and are not addressed.
Right. A practical tip would be therapy is not for just the young. Counseling, support groups, meditation, and mindfulness practices, they can all help older adults release past burdens and build emotional resilience.
Another factor is a fixed mindset about aging. Believing that as you get older means that you become irrelevant, useless, or helpless could limit your life expectancy. And you're more likely to have a self-fulfilling prophecy if that's what your belief system is. Research from Yale University found that people with positive views on aging lived approximately 7.5 years longer on average than those with negative views.
A practical tip would be challenge those aging stereotypes. Celebrate accomplishments, stay curious, and embrace new roles. Old dogs can learn new tricks and sometimes better ones.
And another reason it could be for a limited life expectancy is a lack of adaptability. People who are stuck in their ways, whether it's refusing to utilize technology, declining invitations because it's not how they used to do things, or ignoring modern health advice, for example, could limit your life expectancy and increase the amount of struggle that you have to deal with.
Life changes after 70. Flexibility, both mentally and emotionally, is one of the biggest predictors of healthy aging.
So if you can stay open to new ideas, tools, and ways of living, you could live longer. So if you maybe ask the kids to teach you how to Zoom and spend some time with them on a Zoom call, or try a new type of exercise, explore a different type of music, and say why not instead of why bother.
Good. Another overlooked factor, spiritual wellness. Studies have shown that people with a strong sense of spiritual or religious connection tend to live longer. It's not about any specific belief system. It's about feeling connected to something larger than yourself. That might mean prayer, meditation, time in nature, or community rituals. These activities lower stress, boost resilience, and provide comfort in times of grief or change.
And don't underestimate the power of lifelong learning. People who keep their minds engaged, whether it's reading, learning a new language, attending lectures, or just doing, you know, daily crossword puzzles or mahjong, are more likely to maintain cognitive function as they age. And learning creates new neural pathways, improves memory, and can even delay the onset of dementia symptoms. So curious minds really do age better.
I like that. Well, physical activity also deserves its own spotlight here. And it's not just about avoiding disease, it's about independence. Staying active, even with gentle exercises like Tai Chi, swimming, or daily walks, supports mobility, balance, and confidence. Fall prevention alone is a life-extending benefit, and movement releases endorphins that combat depression and anxiety, two common hurdles in later years.
And another risk factor that you might find a bit surprising that's cropped up in recent research is financial stress. Retirees who feel financially insecure, even if their basic needs are met, tend to show higher levels of stress hormones and inflammation. That chronic tension affects everything from sleeping to immunity and managing finances with a trusted advisor, budgeting realistically, and taking advantage of community programs can all help reduce this silent source of strain.
And finally, let's give some love to tech literacy. Yes, it can be intimidating. Trust me, I know. But learning basic digital tools opens up social connection, healthcare access, online learning, and even mental stimulation. Seniors who engage with technology safely report higher satisfaction and less loneliness. Whether it's telehealth visits, virtual travel, or staying in touch via video chat, technology can bridge the gap between isolation and inclusion.
Also, it's important to maintain a good sleep hygiene. Eat right. Malnutrition can reduce your life expectancy. And pay attention to your oral health. And, floss your teeth and see the dentist.
Right. And don't underestimate hearing loss. Studies have shown untreated hearing loss is linked to a higher rate of dementia and depression.
And the bottom line is that small tweaks and investments, even if you're young, taking those now, so purpose, friendship, emotional healing, and adaptability, they can all pay off later.
Right. Getting older isn't about fading away. It's about evolving into someone wiser, stronger, and yes, still very much alive.
And you don't have to run, marathons at 85, but keeping your spirit, your mind, and your heart active can add years and joy to your life.
So stay curious, stay connected, stay resilient, and keep fighting for your own extraordinary story.
And keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Thanks for listening to Podcast DX. Stay healthy, stay stubborn, in a good way. Till next week, keep chasing those dreams.
And remember, your best years might be the ones you haven't lived yet.